Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Masechas Gittin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Tes, and Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Refan, Yosef Hagon, B'Karav Mamish. And we continue talking about Tanai by Get. And the Mishnah tells us, Im Loi Basi Mikan Ad Shnei Masar Chaydesh. A man told the Shliach, if I do not come back from now, by the end of 12 months, Kisvu Tenu Get L'Ishti, write and give a get to my wife. And what do they do? Kasvu Get B'sech Shnei Masar Chaydesh. They wrote the get before 12 months passed, V'nasu Lachar Shnei Masar Chaydesh, but they gave it after 12 months passed. And again, it's not a get, because his instructions clearly stipulated to write it and give it after 12 months, and they wrote it before 12 months. Now, what about the following? Let's say he told them, Kisvu Tenu Get L'Ishti, Im Loi Basi Mikan Ad Shnei Masar Chaydesh, write it and give it if I do not come back at the end of 12 months, and Kasvu B'Shnei Masar Chaydesh, V'nasu Lachar Shnei Masar Chaydesh, Eino Get. Once again, if they wrote it before 12 months and gave it afterwards, it's not a valid get. However, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi says, Kazeh Get, this is a valid get, because if you paid attention, over here, he first said, Kisvu Tenu, write it and give it. And then he said, if I don't come back after 12 months. And we understand from here that he's not really makbid about when it's written, he's just makbid about when it's given. Now, let's say, Kasvu Lachar Shnei Masar Chaydesh, they wrote it after 12 months. V'nasnu lachar shnei masar chaydesh, and they gave it after 12 months. V'meis, and he died. So im aget kadam l'misa, harei zeh get. If they had handed the get over before he died, it's a valid get. V'misa kadam l'get, eino get. If he had died before they handed the get over, so it's not a get. V'men yadu, if it's not known, zui sha'amru, it's about this woman that they said, migareshes v'ena migareshes, she's divorced, but she's not divorced, which means she's suffic migareshes. We don't know if she's divorced because we don't know which one happened first. Now we've gone to Parakas Mishnah Aleph. We know that whatever's in a person's rishos is considered to be theirs. It does not have to be in their hand or in their pocket. It could be just in property that's owned by them, in their house, in their chatzar, in their field, as long as it's guarded. And we're going to see how this is relevant to Hilchas Getin. So the Mishnah tells us, Hazar Gela Ishtai, if a man throws a get to his wife, and v'hi b'sach beisa, b'sach chatzera, she's inside her own house or her own chatzar, and that's where the get lands, harizim agreshes, she's divorced, even though it did not land in her hand, it doesn't make a difference. It landed in her property, in her rishos, so she's magreshes. Now let's say, Zarkar la b'sach beisa, b'sach chatzera, he threw her a get when she was in his house or in his chatzer, afilu hu ima bamita, even if the get lands on the same bed that she's laying on. Ain't a migrashes, she's not migrashes, because she's in her husband's rishos. Osaych kal, osaych kalsa, if it lands inside her lap or inside her basket, which is where she used to keep all of her personal effects, kind of like the purse of nowadays, hareiz migrashes, she is migrashes, even though she's in her husband's rishos, and that's because it's like it's landing in her hand. These are things which are so close and personal to her, her lap or her purse, it's like an extension of her, and so she would be divorced in this scenario. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.